So we're on Daf Tesamid Beis. Okay? And
our server's going down.
Okay. What are we discussing now? You remember back on Daf Tesamid Aleph, we had what I call Roman numeral number one, just to review, and that is the statement of Rabbi Lazar that Ha'omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Nemanli Osra Olam. So that means there's Nemanisli Isur, and that's based on the principle called Shavya Nafshe Chatichadisu. Now we're up to Roman numeral number two here on Tesamid Beis, and that is going to be the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. So let's see if we can find that statement in the Gemara. Just one second. It's about 10 lines down from the top. What we've discussed until now on Daf Tesamid Beis is the case of David and Bathsheba. And why is it that David is not also on Bathsheba? After all, he knows that he had a relationship with Bathsheba and she was married to Uriah Achit. And the answer is that Uriah gave his wife a get, and that get is Chalom Afreir from the time that he delivered the get, as we discussed last week at great length. Now the Gemara says on the fourth line down, Tani Rav Yosef Dvorim Amurovim Beino Leveino Omer Abaye Afanan Namit Nina. I could also support the statement of Rabbi Lazar Besula Nisais Liyomar Avi in Liyomar Hamishi Lo. Why does the Mishnah establish that a Besula for the first match should get married on a Wednesday night? The answer is we want him to rush into Bezdin if he doesn't find it to be a Besula, because in various cases we'll have to asa her on him and he has to divorce her. My timer, Mishumikure Daitu, we don't want him to cool off. If he waits, let's say if he gets married on Thursday until next Monday when the Bezin convenes. Ulamai. And what are we concerned about? Why are we rushing? Why are we making sure that we want to facilitate he gets to Bezin as soon as possible? Ila Mesiv Lok Suba. If we're worried about the fact that if he cools off and he's going to continue living with her, even though he should not be doing so, he'll pay her the ksuba in due time. In Nesiv law, do we have to make takanos for a person who wants to pay the ksuba when he doesn't have to pay the ksuba? In other words, if a man marries a woman and the assumption is that she's a basula and he discovers that she's a ba'ula, then she forfeits her ksuba. He doesn't have to pay the ksuba. So in this case, he found it to be a ba'ula, so he won't pay the ksuba. But he's going to cool off, she'll make nicey-nicey to him, and then they'll remain married together, so he'll pay the ksuba. So what? We have to make a takana to make sure that a person who doesn't have to pay the ksuba will not pay the ksuba. What do we care if he pays the ksuba? Ella, but rather, the reason why the Mishnah enacted that takana is li osra olav, because we don't want a situation to exist in which she's asura olav, he's not allowed to have relations with her, and she makes nicey-nicey, as we said before, and he decides, I'll cool off, I don't have to get angry about it, we'll have a wonderful marriage relationship, but in fact, she's asura olav. And therefore, we see here that the Mishnah assumes that he's believed to say that he found the Pesach Pasuach. Udekotoyin Tainis Mai, says Gemara, and in the case of Mishnah, Takon in the Mishnah, what is he going to claim in Bezdin? My love, shouldn't we assume, Dekotoyin Tainas Pesach Pasuach? So you see that even a person, he's never been married before, yet he could recognize a Pesach Pasuach, and he's believed, and therefore she's Asura Olav, and that's why we made the Takon to schlep him into Bezdin a few hours after they consummated the marriage. So Gemara says, Lo, that's not how we have to interpret the Mishnah. Dekatoin tainas domim. Now, we're going to have to take a deep breath here and figure out what tainas domim is concerned, and why tainas domim is absolutely invincible and reliable, whereas tainas pesach pasuach is iffy. But before we do that, I just want to take a look for a moment at Tosas Dibra Maskel Ila Mesiv La Ksuba, which is the second Tosas on your page. Mashma, the Imayabah Lebezdin, Hayanemon Lafsida Ksubasa. If he would come to Bezdin and say Pesach Pasuch Matsasi, then he would be believed and she loses her Ksuba. Because again, the Gemara only says, oh, what are you afraid of? You're afraid that he'll pay the Ksuba when he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba? Meaning he does technically doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Meaning we rely on his claim that he found the Pesach Pasuch and she loses the Ksuba. Afagabdili Ostral of Lohaya Neman. Right now the Gemara is arguing against Rabbi Lazar and playing the devil's advocate that maybe he's not believed to say he found the Pesach Pasuch li Ostral of, but nevertheless he's going to be believed to be mafsid on the ksuba. That's a very strange paradox. Why isn't he believed, Leo Strolov? Mishum de islach lememar. We should really argue. De shema eno baki be pesa pasuach. We don't know that he knows and he's capable with experience of recognizing a pesa pasuach. He's a ponu. He's never been married before. The ukmi becheskas heter. Now, if he's believed to say that he found the Pesach Pasuach, she becomes Asurah. But we know that she was Muteris Allah, and that creates a Chazakah. Now, whenever you have a Chazakah, you can only change the Chazakah if you have a definite change in the original status of the person. She had a status of Cheskes Heter. Now he's claiming he found the Pesach Pasuach. We're not going to believe him, because we have doubts whether he's a Baki, he's not a Baki, and therefore Uki Gavra Becheskas Heter. She has a Cheskes Heter. We're relying on the Cheskes Heter until we know otherwise. So why then would the Gemara argue that she loses Aksuba? Says Tosis, the first of the wide lines, Alamikoma Kom Ksubasa Hifsida. Even though we don't know whether he really is capable of recognizing a Pespasua, she loses Aksuba. Afal Gav, even though Yeshlanu Loma Shud Toeh, maybe he's making a big blunder. Pesach Pasuach, the Islan leMeimar Uki Mamona Becheskas Mare. Wow, this is what I call a brisker tzvei dinim over here. As far as Iser Beheter is concerned, we're not going to believe him. As far as Ksuba is concerned, to be Mafsilik, we are going to believe him. Well, wait a minute. It doesn't make any sense. You know, take a position on this question. Does he know? Does he not know? Is he making a mistake? Is he not? Is he reliable? Is he not reliable? But tell me black and white. Either he's believed, and he's believed not only Lagabi Ksuba, but he's believed Lagabi Iser as well. And if you tell me he's not believed Lagabi Iser, why is he believed Lagabi Ksuba? And Tosas answers, because there are two different rules that govern this very self-same case. One rule says Uki Gavra Becheskas Heter, and the other rule says Uki Mamona Becheskas Mare. So we have two chazakas here. On the one hand, she has a chazaka being Muteres. On the other hand, he has a chazaka that the money of the ksuv is his until we know otherwise. So when we apply these two chazakas to the very same case of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, we come to two different conclusions depending on what we're dealing with. This is what you call the theory of relativity. With regard to the Iser, we have to say, well, she has a Cheskes Heter, and if we have doubts whether he knows what he's talking about, then we're not going to remove her Cheskes Heter, and she's Muteris Labayla. But if you're talking about whether she has rights to collect her Ksuba, and she says, well, he made a mistake, he didn't find the Pesach Pasuach, well, that's not a good argument, because Uki Mamona Becheskas Marakama, the burden of proof is on you to prove that the moment is yours. You know, she wants to collect her ksuba, she has to prove that she has rights to collect her ksuba. A suffix is not going to do it. It's like the case where a shor is running after another shor, and you're not sure whether the first shor killed the second shor or not, so we say, Uki Mamona Becheskas More, and if the nizak wants to claim that you owe me money because your shor killed my shor, the burden of proof is on him. You remember that? Okay, good. We have a bunch of Bekiyim here in Bava Kama. I'm very impressed. Not in Pesach Pasuach, but at least in Bava Kama. Okay. So Tosus now asks the following question. The kosher, The Amay Mafsida Ksubasa. Why should he be believed to say Pesach Pesuach and she forfeits a Ksuba? Ve'ha'havi Sofek Sveka means a Svek Sveka. There's a double Sofek here. Why? Sofek Iavi Baki Ve'Pesach Pesuachim Lav. First of all, we have no way of really being convinced that he knows what he's talking about and he can recognize the Pesach Pesuach. Va'filim Tintzalom Pesach Pesuach Hava. Even if I would tip that, you know, that suffix in the favor of assuming he knows what a Pesach Pesuach is, nevertheless, there's another suffix. Havi suffix ba'ones. Suffix ba'rotza. We don't know whether she was raped or she willingly consented to this relationship. And Tosas says that if a woman is raped, she doesn't lose her ksuba. A woman only forfeits her ksuba if she does something irreligious and she violates some sort of an avera. But if she was the subject of an ones, the Torah says, well, anaral osas adora, she doesn't get any punishments whatsoever. And therefore, there's no reason why she should be robbed of her ksuba. So again, let's just understand Tosas. You're right. If she has a claim of he's not a baki, and therefore he's full of hot air when he says he found the Pesach Pesuach, I deserve my ksuba. She only has one suffix in her favor. And one suffix is not strong enough to force someone to pay money. And that's called Uki Mona Becheskas Mare. But if she has another suffix, meaning even if I grant you that he knows what he's talking about, still maybe the relationship that she had was one of ones. And Tosus points out that few beishes koin beonis la mafsida ksubasa. Imagine the tragedy of a woman who is a married woman who's married to a koin. She's raped by a guy. She can no longer live with her husband. No way, no how. He has to give her a gift, and he has to pay the ksuba. Even though the reason why he has to divorce her is because of the din, she's asura all of midin zona. But nevertheless, he still has to give her the ksuba. Because this happened as no fault of her own. Here too, what's he saying? You found the Pesach Pesuach. First of all, I don't know if you know what you're talking about. Second of all, even if you know what you're talking about, can you guarantee that the beer that she had was Beratzon? Maybe the beer was Be'ones. And therefore she still has rights to Ksuba. The Ein Lomar says, but maybe you'll argue that Filu B'Svek Sveka Mafsida Ksubasa. Even in a double suffix, she still doesn't have the ability to pull out the ksuba from his possession. Maybe a chazok is even stronger than a svek sveka. This is a fascinating premise here. Tosas is going to reject it. But as a havamina, Tosas suggests that maybe chazok is so powerful that even when there's a svek sveka against the chazok, we still rely on chazok. We know classically that if there's one suffek against the chazok, then the suffix loses out to the chazaka. The chazaka overpowers a suffix. But what about two sfeikas against the chazaka? Tosas says maybe you'll argue that the chazaka is so powerful that even a sfek sfeika is not enough to be motzi momen mi'cheskos. And here I think Tosas is referring to the famous Gemara of Ein Holchim B'momen Achar Rov. That when it comes to a cheskos moment, even a rov is not strong enough to be motzi from a chazaka. So I'll grant you that a svek svek is as good as a rov. Right? If you take a look at a svek svek, you have 50-50, and then even in this 50, you divide up into 50-50, which means you have 75 against 25. And that's called a rov. Right? So in this case, there's 75, the probability is 75% that she deserves her ksuba, 50% that he's not a baki and he never even found the Pesach Pesuach, and even if he found the Pesach Pesuach, going on that 50%, 50% that she was an anus and not a ratzon, and she still gets her ksuba. So I have 75 percentile that tells me that she deserves her ksuba. Says Tosas, that's not enough, because that only creates a rove. And the principle is Ein Holchim Mamon Achar Rov. Cheskas Mamon is so strong because the Torah says Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Dover. The only way to prove that Shimon owes Ruvain money is if Ruvain induces two witnesses. Nothing less will do, because when it comes to taking money out of its possession, you need certainty. So if I come to you, Brian, I say that shirt that you're wearing is mine, right? And you say, Berzon, you're a liar, no good liar. And I say, you're no good liar. So who's telling the truth? The answer is, you're telling the truth. Why? Because you're wearing the shirt. And that's called possession, is 9/10 of the law. It means that since you have a chazakah, we don't take money out of someone's hands with a suffix, because, you know, I'm telling you, well, it's mine and it's not yours. But let's say we have a svek against the chazakah. Ah, it says Tosfos, the svek is only a rove. And a rove is not enough. Ein holchim b'momen achar rov. So it's very fascinating. Let's say you have a shor standing here. We'll call it X, location X. And here in location Y, there's a gamal, there's a camel. And the shor is kicking up pebbles. That's called sroros. And now we look at the gamal. The gamal is lying dead on the ground with pebble marks in it. Can the owner of the gamal sue the shor for damages? Well, you got to admit that the circumstantial evidence is very strong in favor of the claim of the nizak. But the answer is no. Ein holchim b'momen achar rov. The Torah says to take money out of possession, you need two witnesses. Nothing less will do. So therefore, Tosfos says, svek is not enough. We're going to make two assumptions here. Assumption number one, he knows. He can recognize a Pesach Asua. Assumption number two is that the Be'ila that made her into a Pesach Pasuach was Beratza, and therefore she forfeits Aksum. We have to make two assumptions in two Sfeikas, and that's enough to support his Chazaka and force her to prove that she deserves Aksum. Tosfos says it's wrong. How do I know it's wrong? Daha Lekamon Gabi Misharastani Ne Nasti. A man finds a woman that he married to be a Ba'ula, and she counterclaims and says, you know what? I was subject to a rape situation after the Arison. Hu Omer Loki Ela Achelo Arestich Ne Nasti. It was Lav Tafta. Before the Arison, you were already a ba'ula, vavi mekhi mekach tos, and therefore you fooled me into believing that you're a b'sula, when in fact you're a ba'ula. The ika mande mefarish lekamon mekach tos mimasayim avol mona isla. There's one opinion later on that although mekach tos, as far as masayim, that's the ksuba of a b'sula, nevertheless, as far as the mona is concerned, which is the basic mona, even in the case of a ba'ula, that she has rights to collect. Alma. What do we see from this sugya? Mishum deba oso mana havi svek sveka. Since with regard to that mana, it's a svek sveka. The mana means the basic 100. Lo mafsida, she doesn't lose that 100. And she's allowed to collect it because she's supported by a svek sveka. How does she support her claim by a svek sveka? Sofek kodem shenis arsa. Sofek acha shenis arsa. We don't know when she was a ba'ula. Maybe the ba'ila took place after the erison. The imtim salom achar erison achshin is arsa emer ba'onis havi. So she has a double suffix, and therefore with that svek she'll be motzi at least 100 zuz from the ksuba. So we kitzar ma'isa, just to summarize, Tosfos says that in a case of svek she collects her ksuba, and here we have a svek. Number one, is he a Baki? And does he recognize the Pesach Pasuk? Number two, even if he does, maybe it was an onus situation. The Eishlom and Lochosh is Svek Svek Kai Gavna. Why? Mishum Da'avi Sofek Shema Ba'onis Hoya. Tosfos says to assume that a woman was raped, that's a very weak Sofek. That's a very thin leg to stand on. The Lochosh of Svek Gemura. It's not a real, real Sofek. Lemesiv la ksuba, to give her rights to collect the ksuba. The emor kodim shenis arsa nensa. Okay, if you want to say that before the erison she was raped, then she doesn't have rights to the ksuba. That's called mekartos. And therefore, to say that there was an onus, and then have to assume that the onus happened tachtov after they were married, that's already a very weak suffik, and therefore it's not sfek sfeika. Okay, Rav Osi, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. You have it, it's midway, smack in the middle of Daf Tesamid Beis. Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. It means, and if you take a look at Tosis, Neman Lafsida B'Ksubasa, Tosis says, Omeri, the Shmuel Modes Shapid the Nemanli Osra Olav. So Tosis reads it, Afilu Lafsida Ksubasa. Certainly he's believed for Iser, but he's believed to be Mafkia HaKsuba, had be Mafsid of the Ksuba, Ulehafsid Ksubasa Itzrich Le Lashmeina. Because again, he has vested interests over here. He may be lying in order to save himself a good couple of zuzim, 200 zuzim. The lo tema, we might say. The lo yehei neman. He shouldn't be believed to be mafsid of the ksuba afagav the kimle, even though we assume he knows to recognize the pesach pasuch, therefore she's asur olav. The name of the mezid meshakir lafsida ksubasa. Maybe we'll raise the possibility that he's deliberately lying in order to be mafkia her ksuba. He wants to be a rich guy, so he wants to be mafsid her the ksuba. So Tosis is reading it the following way. Om Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, according to Tosis. Ha'omer Pesach Pasuch. Ha'omer Afilu. No, I'm sorry. Ha'omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Neman Afilu Lafsida Ksubasa. Means, lo mi boy, I don't have to tell you that he's believed that she's Asura Olav, because, after all, Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. But he's even believed to be Mafsid Haksuba. Even though, again, we could say he's lying through his teeth. He wants to save him the ksuba, himself the ksuba. No, we believe him, even though there are no edim. But the answer is that he's protecting his muhzakus, and he's saying, I don't have to pay you ksuba because I found the pesach pasuach. Is then the burden of proof is on her to prove that she really deserves a ksuba. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, my komashmul, why did Shmuel have to tell me this? Tnina. We learned this in a Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah is on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Just a little bit of background. There was a minog in Yehuda. You know, Eretz Yisrael was divided up into three districts. One of the districts was called Yehuda. And every district in Eretz Yisrael had its own tradition, its own custom. The custom in Eretz Yehuda was, they weren't happy about the fact that it took a full year until the marriage was finally consummated with a chuppah, from the time of Eris until Nisuin. And in the meantime, you know what? He might back out and change his mind. So they wanted to create a very close relationship, an intimacy between the Arus and the Arusa. So what did they do? They allowed something which really should not be allowed, and that was for the chassan to enter into the kala's house, which is the father, you know, his future fatherless house, and to be alone with her. Again, it's his wife, but it's Erisin, it's before Nisuit. And this is called Kidei Shetehei Libo Gaspa.
Now, alone just means not having...
Say it again, I didn't hear the first word you said.
Alone meaning not having physical contact, or alone with...
Oh, no, alone, and under the assumption... And once they're alone, he's going to do what he has to do.
Permit on it. Physical contact, have intimacy.
Correct. And if that be the case, then it's no surprise that he finds it to be a ba'ula later on, because he's the one. If you know what I mean. Yeah. And the reason why they had this minhag in Yehuda is kidei shetehei libo gaspa. They wanted to make sure that the relationship would be cemented.
But isn't that consummating the marriage? Doesn't that end?
Well, not really. I'll tell you why. Because as long as she remains in her father's rishus, chuppah hasn't taken place yet. The very essential definition of the kishkas of chuppah is to take her out of her husband's rishus, and the chuppah symbolizes taking her into his rishus.
But isn't the bia does that?
But again, bia only works to create nesuah. And Bia can only create Nisuin when the Bia is done Birshus the Arus. So again, right now she's still in Arusa. He's going to have to bring her into the Chuppah at the end of the 12 month period, whenever they decide to complete the marriage with Chuppah. However, if he comes the very next morning and he says to Bezdin, I found a Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, then in such a case he's not believed. Now, again, what do I mean he's not believed? He's not believed to say that she had a relationship with someone else. Because our premise is that if indeed he found her to be Pesach Pasuach, he's the cause of the Pesach Pasuach. Let's read it inside. I've been saying too much outside. Ha'ochel etzel chamiv bi Yehuda. If they fulfilled this minhag, and he, the Arus, ate a meal, they used to have a whole Seuda there, in the house of his father-in-law, and then after that Seuda, he was alone with her, the Siached Ima, shelo bi edim. Even though there are no Eidim to testify that he had a Bia relationship, he consummated the marriage. Eino yachol liton, when he marries her later on, tainis besulin, lo behold, I didn't find it to be a besulin. Why? Mipnesha misyached ima, because he was alone with her in a private place. And we have a right, therefore, to assume that she didn't have any znus, any illegitimate relationship with anyone else, but rather the Arus had a relationship with her when he was misyachid with her. So again, we know he took her into a private room, and we can assume, therefore, that he consummated a maisa bia, and she's not suspect of having any alternative bia, but rather the assumption is that he had bia with her. Okay, now, okay. So let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bi Yehuda. This was a unique minhag in Yehuda. And as a result of this minhag, he's not believed with the Tainus Pesach Pasur, because we believe he's the one who had Be'ilah. But Bi Yehuda Huda Lo Matzi Toyin, when he claims Pesach Pasur in Yehuda, that's an invalid claim. And that's what it says in the Mishnah. Ha B'Golil, Gol is the other district. There they didn't have the minhag of a yichud, a private rendezvous between the chassan and the kal before nesuin. Matzi toyin, he can claim pesach pasuach matzasi. So Chum Rav Yosef, I don't understand. Rav Yehuda Mishmu has to tell me that which it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself says that a person is believed to say pesach pasuach matzasi, unless we believe that he himself had a relationship with her. Ah. But if you remember, Rabosai, we spoke about before the possibility of a Tainas Domin. So let's say a few words about that. When a man claims, after consummating the marriage, that she's not a Bsula, that he found her to be a Bula, there are one or two possible claims. One is Pesach Pasuach, and that's a little bit iffy, because does he know what a Pesach Pasuach is, does he not? But there's another Taina called the Tainas Domin. I mentioned it last time we learned. Tainus Domim is absolutely invincible, absolutely reliable. It's like two witnesses. What's a Tainus Domim? He takes out the sheets, and there's no dam on the sheets. Where's the dam basula? Maybe he switched the sheets. So the Gemara says we establish Shushvinan. Shushvinan are people who are appointed to remain outside the room to make sure that there's no hanky-panky, that no one switched the sheets. They know exactly which sheets were put there. There are no other sheets. They check the room, you know, like the Eidei Yichud, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. Now, after the Bia, they go in, these two Eidim, these Shushvinan, they check the sheets, and lo and behold, there's no dam on the sheets. And exactly what he claims is absolutely verified by the two Eidim. That's called a Tainus Domin. So that's what the Gemara says here. Lamat. What does the Mishnah mean that in Goliel he would be believed with a Taina? Eli Osra Lov Biyehuda Amai Lo. If we're talking about his being believed to say that she's Asura Olov, why would the Mishnah say that he's not believed in Yehuda? If he claims that he knows that he didn't have beer with her in that case where he was at that time when he was misyaked of the vase of via, then shavia nafshe katicha di sura elolav lafsida ksubasa. It must be that the subject of that mishnah, which in Yehuda at least undermines his claim of tainus psulin, is lafsida ksubasa. Because again, if it was as far as asura olav, that's shavia nafshe, that's his headache. But now he wants to be mafsid hadik suba with a tainas psulin, then he has to be believed. And in Yehud he's not believed because we assume that he was the one who made her into a ba'ula. But in Galil, he would be believed with a tainas psulin to be mafsid hadik suba. Udekatayin taina. And what is the taina that he came forward and claimed? My love, shouldn't we assume? After all, the Mishnah didn't qualify it in any way, so we have every reason to assume unqualified that that's exactly it. It wasn't a case of Tainas Damim, it was a case of Tainas Pesach Pasuach, and he's believed to be Mafsid of Ksuba. We see clearly from the Mishnah that he's Neman Lafsid Ksuba, so once again we swing back to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Why did you have to tell me that Omer Pesach Pasuach Tzasi Neman Lafsid Ksubasa? It's right there, black and white, in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Lo tikatoin tainas damim. The Mishnah is not relating to a case of tainas pesulin. In tainas pesulin, he would not be believed to be mafsid hadik suva. And the reason for that is, A, we don't know if he found the Pesach Pasuch, and even if he did, maybe it was Ones, and she still has rights to the Ksuba, so if it's Fex Faker, she has a right to collect the Ksuba. However, if we could be absolutely crystal clear, without any shadow of a doubt, that he found the Pesach Pasuch, that there was no Dam, then there's only one Suffolk here. She could only claim it was Ones. And one Suffolk is not enough to be Motzi, Mama, Michas Kasu, and collect the Ksuba. So the Gemara says we're talking about a tainas damim. Tainas damim means there was shushvinon that checked, and they know for sure that there was no dam at the time of bia. Therefore, in Galil, he's neman to be mafsid haksuba, and you don't even have to say he's neman to be mafsid haksuba. Has nothing to do with his credibility. We're relying on the edim on the shushvinon. In Yehuda, he's not believed because we have reason to assume that he was the one who had be'ilu with her. That's why there's no dam. Because they were miyakin her after the erison, in the house of the father. That was the minhag in Yehuda. And therefore we have every reason to assume that he had beer with her. That's why in Yehuda he can't be mafsid al-Ksuba. But in Galil he can be mafsid al-Ksuba because we have no doubt that he found the Pesach Pasuach. And that's relying not on him, but upon whom? Upon the Edim. Which Edim? The Shushvinon. Because the Shushvinon know that there was no Dam. Wow. So basically, just to review the Shakla Vatari, fascinating. Rav Yosef thought that what Rav Shmuel had said was simple. It's mafurish, it's explicit in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says that in Galil, he would be believed with a tainas psulin. And obviously the Mishnah is talking about Ksuba because as far as Esar is concerned, he's always believed, and even Yehudi would be believed. Because of Shavya Nafshik HaTich Nisura. Why is he believed with a tainas psulin, says Rabbi Yosef? The answer is because we believe that he found the Pesach Pasuah. And even if she could claim, well, you know what? Maybe that beer was bonus. That's not enough to base her claim for the ksuba. And that's why says Gemara name. That's not what the Mishnah means. What the Mishnah means is he's never the tainas damim. Where is he never the tainas damim? Only in Galil. In Yud, he's not never the tainas damim because we believe that he was Boala. So for sure she gets right to the Ksuba. But in Galil, where we know that he didn't have beer with her, they were separated for a full year, now there was no Dam. If there was no Dam, it means that she was a Ba'ula. that we have to be mafsid ha l'ksuba. But if he would claim Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, that's only a dent. That's only a suffix. Add to that suffix a second suffix, namely, maybe there was a bia ba'ones. Then we have a sfex faker and he can't be mafsid ha l'ksuba. Now we turn to Daf Yudam and Aleph.
Why would a fellow who's in Yehuda, I'm talking about, this meeting that we're in, why would he go off the wedding night and claim that the...
that he found the Pesach Pasuah?
Why? He's not interested in her anymore.
No, but that's... you're talking about honest people.
Yeah. No, you're asking a good question.
imagine that the guy's...
Tosis asks you, Kasha. Let's see, Tosis, if I can find it.
Oh, see, Tosis wants...
Just one second.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. It is. I mean, what do
you think? No. It's a very good question.
Oh, my lav. You see Tosis, my lav? It's about 10 lines down, up from the bottom. Ubi Yehuda. Afagav dik chazaka lo mehem. Then kid pish Rashi. Pish v'kuntris. So let's look at Rashi first before we jump to Tosis. Tosis says, Rashi says, Ubi Yehuda. Where is it? Just one second.
Four lines
up from the bottom?
And the narrow lines.
Oh, the narrow lines. Behuda my loha omer. Pshita lishlo bose leha. Vavade me'acher zinsa. Shavi nafshi ketuza no. Just one second. Oh, there it is. The first of the wide lines. Ubi Yehuda lo mafsida alpiv. Di amrinan hu ba alea bi'erisin. And Tosis offers an inam. He came into Misyachid ima vadai ba aleha. Delomuki inish nafsha. He can't overcome his desire. And therefore, the assumption is that he had relations with her. So now you're asking psychologically, though, why would he do such a thing and come and claim Pesach Pasuch Matzasi? So some of the Rishonim say he forgot that he had beer with her. That's a little bit weak. And other Rishonim say what Rabbi Goldschart has said before, the Avi Avas, and that is that maybe now he hates her and he wants to get rid of her and he wants to save himself the Ksuba.
That's fine.
Yeah, but again, we have to assume that he had beer with her. So if we assume he had beer with her, what are we going to do with his claim of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi? Do you follow? We're in a bind over here because there's a head-on conflict. On the one hand, why is he lying, right? And I'll give you a reason why he's lying in just a minute. He wants to save himself big bucks. But on the other hand, what are you going to do, right? Right, so what do you want to say? That he's not lying, right? That's what we want to say, that he's not lying.
Yeah, but the girl's going to come along in the Beit Din and going to say, yes, it happened
with you.
With you,
right?
Don't you remember on that night before we got officially married?
So she's believed.
She's believed,
and therefore she collects her ksuba. That's what happens in Yehuda. Why? Because the premise is in Yehuda that this yichud consummated in a ma'isa bia.
What would happen in the Galilee?
Now you're asking. So why is he lying through his teeth?
Why would a person do it?
Because you know what. He changed his mind about this girl. Now, he could just divorce her, but if he divorces her, he's got to pay the ksuba. Now he figures, okay, I'm going to get this girl. You know, and he has reason, you know, she's been irritating him or whatever. You know.
It seems like the exception. In other words, even if we talk, it just doesn't... It feels like the exception that you guys that are lying last minute after have to get rid of the wife. I mean, it just sounds like a one in a million case to make halacha...
Well, again, it's a one in a million case... To say that he didn't have beer with her. That's the Gemara's assumption. It's absolutely certain that he had beer with her. So the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah codifies, that if he would come and claim Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, forget it. He's not believing.
Maybe we're dealing with the one in a million. I mean, you know, we're dealing with... It doesn't sound like a common case.
I'm not saying whether it's common or not common. I'm just trying to figure out,
it could be the Gemara is dealing with an uncommon case.
Well, no, that's not my point. My only point is that when we weigh the proofs and the variables, right, one against the other, the Rishonim say, Rashi and Tosis, that the assumption in Yehuda that he had beer with her is an absolutely certain assumption. Now you go figure out what motivates him to say Pesach Pasuk Matzasi, right, on the night of the wedding, right, and that's what I say. He saves himself 200 zuz. Both say it's a lot of money.
Well, and why does he saves in a case where he wants to get rid of the woman in some way?
Correct, and that was quite common that a man wants to get rid of.
You had relations with this woman, you got married, now it's a month later or 2 months later. Now you want to have, okay?
Oh no! It's not a month or two later. It's the very next morning. Because that's the whole takana, that a besula should be married on Wednesday.
No,
he runs into Bezdin the very next morning.
No, but in Yehuda, he had relations with her right after the engagement. That's what they do in Yehuda.
Oh!
Now the marriage itself happens.
So wait a minute. When did he claim Pesach Pasuch? It's only after the chuppah.
Yeah.
It's not after the yichud.
No, I'm saying the yichud happens.
Let's say 6 months.
That's
Six months later,
right, so
we have the chuppah.
The
very next morning, he comes into Bezdin.
Right.
And he says, I consummated the marriage. I didn't find it to be a besul. So we tell him, go fly a kite.
Right. We say, no, that was you.
That was you.
But it just doesn't sound like the most.
No, just that Brian was asking a different question.
I think he's asking this question.
No, he's not asking whether it's common or not common. He's asking a different question. He's saying, why shouldn't he be believed?
Why?
He's an honest person.
He shouldn't be believed because, first of all, he's coming along and says, I'm a baki on
Pasua.
Right. And then all of a sudden he can't remember if he had a relationship with her. Well, that's what you call a very doubtful witness. A very,
it sounds strange.
It sounds very strange.
Again, I don't know if we're on the same page or not.
Yeah.
In Yehuda, there's an assumption that he had beer with him. Says the Mishnah, therefore he's not believed to say Pesach Pasuach. Because Pesach Pasuach means that someone else had beer with her. No. No one else had beer with her. She only had one beer. You can't suspect her of having a nus relationship. You had beer with her.
Was it an accepted thing to have beer with during that
period? Yes.
It was like marriage.
Yeah. It wasn't a fluky kind of situation. The Rabbanon encouraged him to have yichud with her, so that there would be that intimacy before the chuppah.
Rabbanon, is there a way to ask the woman what, in other words, to have her take a shavua and find out what's going on? In other words, there's a lot of sveikos here. Is there a way that we can find out from her, did she have relations with somebody else?
So I don't know, I'm not learning the laws of Shavua, but again, leave out Shavua for a minute, because that's going to just take us into a whole different sect. But leaving out Shavua is concerned, here are the variables. Let's put the variables on the table. It's his claim against her claim. She claims that she had beer with him. He's claiming she had beer with someone else. The nafkamina is whether he pays ksuba or doesn't pay ksuba. But that's what's at stake here in this argument, counterclaim, is 200 zuz. That's a heck of a lot of money.
But can we get clarity?
So what do we do? What we do is, in Yehuda, we assume that he had beer with her. Period. End of story.
Why can't we clarify things with Shua here?
So again, you have to learn the laws of Shavua. Shavua is very complicated. I spend months, if not years, on Shavua. Shavua is very rare. Case of a shomer takes a Shavua. B, the Torah relies on a Shavua against Eid Echad. Right, that's two. What did I leave out? Oh, or modu b'miksas. If let's say you claim 100, I claim 50, then I who claim only 50, I have to take a shvua, because once I admit that there was 50, it sounds like this business going on. Those are the only three cases of shvua. Now Rabbi Goldstein says, well, let's use shvua. You can't use shvua.
Why not?
Because the Torah allows a shvua only in three cases.
Because you don't want to use shvua? In other words,
I don't know. Again, you're taking me really off on a tangent. Chazal tells us that when the Torah says, Lo tisa shem Hashem l'shav, the world shook. Arba veils parsel, arba veils parsel. We don't give a shvuah.
No,
shvuah is not something that, you know, Rabbi Goldschneider had decided and Rabbi Berzon agreed with him. Let's make a shvuah. There's no such, you know, write a book called Let's Make a Shvuah. There's no such book, Rabbi Osai. Shvuah belongs to three specific cases and not beyond. Now again, you may want to say something like this, you know, that after shvuah, or, you know, before we give it the 200 zuz like suba, let it take a shvuah. But again, that's only if you want to be 100%, you know, give it an extra little push. But forget about it. Let's say she can't take the shvuah. So we're going to deny her 200 zuz. She's holding on to a ksuba. Oh, he says pesach pasuach matzos. What are you talking about? He was the one who had beer. That's you. What we need for Asug is to rack our brains and figure out what would have been in Galil. In Galil, apparently, he would be believed that she doesn't collect her ksuba. Why not?
Because it would not you.
It goes beyond that, Brian. Because he's muksach. He's holding on to the 200 zuz. That's called possession. That's called muksach. If I had a blackboard, I would write in big, black, bold letters, muksach. Chazaka. It's the most important single word in all of Shas, is Chazok. And it's right here in Ksuba Sav Tesamin Beis. Based on his Chazok, she forfeits the Ksuba. He says, Pesach Matzus Matzasi, he's believed. Pilei Plan, he's believed. We don't even know if he's a Bucky, he's believed. She loses the Ksuba. We don't know why.
Bucky, I mean, we can't know about these things.
We don't know whether he's never been married before. And he says, I found the Pesach Pasua. So the Gemara says, you know what? That's not pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that he's tining and tining's damim. Tining's damim is like two witnesses. We know that she's a ba'ula, and that's why she loses aksuba. So what did Rav Shmuel have to tell me that for? What's his name? Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. What did I need Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel? Way before Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel had a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells me in Gol he's believed. The answer is, he's believed, has nothing to do with Shmuel. He's believed because of a Titus Damim. Shmuel went a major step further. Shmuel said he's believed even without Damim. He's believed with a Titus Pesach Pasuach. And he's going to talk us into it. He's going to convince us with his very great, you know, oratory powers that he knows what a Pesach Pasuach looks like. Gemara says, name. I don't accept that. I'm a misnagid to Shmuel. I don't believe this guy for 1 minute. He's a no good liar. He wants to save himself 200 zuz. He's a chakra. You want to tell me that in Gola is believed with the Titus Basulin? Yeah, he's believed with the Titus Basulin in Gola. What kind of Titus Basulin? Damim. Not a Titus Pesach Pasuach. Then we don't believe him. He doesn't know what he's batting about. We believe with the Titus Damim. Is therefore comes Lord Shmuel with a gewaltig, mind-boggling, major repercussion chiddush, and that is that he's believed with a tainus pesach pasuah. Even though we have doubts about it, it doesn't matter. He's muksak. That's the key word, and the burden of proof is on her.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why is he muksak?
He's muksak because the 200 is in his bank account.
Yeah, but just imagine.
And anything that I have in my bank account is mine until death do us part, unless you can prove with two Edom that it's yours.
How is she ever going to prove it?
How is she going to prove it? In the case of Pesach Pasuach. Okay. So for that, we have to look on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Okay? How many minutes do we have? Do we have 10, 15 minutes?
We have 10 minutes.
Okay. Let's see if we can beat the clock. Itmar. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Elozor. Chachomim, please underline that word. Chachomim, Tiknu Lahem, Benos Yisrael. And I'm going to add one word, Ksuba. Okay? Libsula Masayim, me 200 zuz. Ulalmana. Or Grusha, then she's already been married. Mana 100 zuz. Why did I tell you to underline the word chachamim? Right, we can take all the dinim in the Torah and divide them into two categories. They're either what? Doraisa or Darabanan. What is ksuba? If you'd have woken me up in the middle of the night, I would say ksuba is doraisa. Because I happen to have been called upon on a number of occasions to read a ksuba. And it always says, Dechazi lichi midoraisa. So I just know what it says in the Ksuva. But the Gemara says, Pufaket. The Gemara says that it's only a takonis chachomet. Now, who cares? Call it a doraisa, call it a derabbanan. I care, I'll tell you why. Because look at the next line. What? It's not committed to reading the Ksuva. Okay, the Esrav Shecht of a woman can read the Ksuva. You know the story. Okay. Vehem, please underline that word. What does Vehem mean? The Chachamim. This is called Heim Vehem. It's a principle that appears all of the Shas. Heim Vehem. Right? Like, for example, Heim Tiknu, this is Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim, Bedikas Chametz. Vehem Amru, Samchin and Akatan. Akatan tells me, I did a Bedika, we can rely on Akatan. Why? We don't rely on Akatan for beans. But since Bedikas, the Rabbanan said, you know what? We require you to do a bedika. The Torah doesn't require it. We'll rely on a cut. That's called heim amru veheim amru. And the Gemara is applying that principle here. Heim heminuhu. They believed him to be mafsid hadiksuba. Shem Omar Pesach Basuach Matzasi Neman, he's believed to be Mafsid HaKsuba. He doesn't have Eidim, my friends. He doesn't have a Tainas Damim. All he has is a Tainas Pesach Basuach, and he's believed. Why should he be believed? The answer is it was a separate Takonis Chacham. And all the Rishonim get up and they scream and yell, but if Ksuba is Doraisa, which is one opinion in the Gemara we'll see later, then he's not believed. And we have to rack our brains to figure out why.
What's the reason behind the takana?
Oh, so why did they make such a takana that he should be believed to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? The Gemara asks even a sharper question than you, Rabbi, if you don't mind. Im Kain, Mahu Ilu Chachom V'Taknasam. Chachom made a takana that she gets Masayim Zuz, and then in the same breath they say, but if he claims Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, she loses the Masayim Zuz. He's stuck in every single case that he wants to make her lose the Masayim Zuz. He's going to just say, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, three words. Is Ma'u Ilu Chachom B'Takanoso. Omar Rava, he's not always believed. Even after the Takanos Chachom. Chazaka Ein Adam Toreach B'Seudu Mafsida Rabosai. This line is the punchline of tonight's shiur. Why is he believed to say that he found the Pesach Pasuach and to be mafsid on the Ksuba? The Chacham, after all, wanted to give her a Ksuba Masayim Zuz. For good reasons, they made the Takana. Poof! It goes up in smoke. He says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. The answer is, because Ein Adam Toreach Besudo Mafsid. The man put in work, time, and lots of bucks to make a Suda. Or did he? So hold on to that question for just a minute. But if he did, he would not wake up the very morning after the Suda. Imagine. I was once at a wedding in the New York Hilton. Okay? And I was sitting next to a rabbi. We were looking at the flowers. And the rabbi says to me with a krechts in his heart, the flowers tonight cost $30,000. This is a mice of 10 years ago, so I don't know what they cost today. Why was he krechting? Because when he goes to collect for his yeshiva to pay salaries to his rebbeim, the guy says, I have no money, because he spent $30,000 on the flowers. But why is it okay to our sugya? This man made a glamorous, beautiful suda. He spent so much time and so much work on it, and then the very next morning he spoils it and lies in Beis Din and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? Was Birch Meshug? Is he crazy? So Gemara says, Chazaka Einon Toreach Besuda Mafsida. I am absolutely convinced that he's telling the truth. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you're going to ask me now, let's go back to Yehuda. In Yehuda also, Einon Toreach Besuda Mafsida. So why do we say Yehuda's not believed? And then I'm going to tell you because we know that he had beer with him. So his Pesach Pasuach Matzasi is worth nothing. Yeah, you found the Pesach Pasuach, but you were the one who had the beer with her. That's not relevant to us. We want to know if she had a vice in snooze. The guy is libel. There's a libel over here. The guy is creating a motzi shame rap at this girl. You just made a suda. You just invited Not only Rav Moshe Feinstein to your wedding, you invited Rav Soloveitchik to your wedding. You had every member of the brass of the Rabbinical Council of America, right? And you had a wedding in the New York Hilton, and you spent $50,000 on the wedding, and then the next morning you wake up and say, Pesach Pasum, the ball game's over, it's all over, goodbye, she's a Zayna, she had a relationship, I'm out of here, I'm going to divorce her, I'm not going to give her a ksuba, I don't want to pay her. What are you, an idiot? So the Gemara says that he's believed, but that's only what?
If he spends a lot on the wedding.
If he spends a lot on the wedding. Supposing she made the wedding. Supposing his mother-in-law, the shvigot, the machtechupa, he's not believed.
They do it at the courthouse.
That doesn't sound very convincing. It doesn't seem just an issue of money. I mean, is he just...
It's more than money. It's a lot more than money. Right?
It doesn't come down to the money. It comes down to...
Well, it's also the tircha. The Gemara says the tircha. You remember we discussed this back on Daf... What Daf was it? Daf Beis, Daf Gimel. Well, he spoke about... Where he spoke about, you know, pouring the water of the meat and how long the meat is going to spoil and how we want to rush this chuppah even though she died, right, because she was the one who this prepared the cosmetics and if he died, the father, he was the one who helped out in making the wedding. You remember all that stuff?
Yes.
You see, to us, we live in a society where suda's bafkis. Who cares about the suda? I can spend $30,000 on the flowers and not blink about it. Because we live in such a sick society. Unless we're Gera Chassid. Where the Gera Rebbe makes takonis about the ceiling price that you're allowed to spend for a wedding. And heaven forbid if a Gera Chassid violates the takon of the Rebbe. He's out.
I need a Rebbe.
What'd he say?
I need a Rebbe.
Good point. I didn't think about that. Okay. You just burst my bubble there, you know, saying with one cynical comment. But I'm just saying the following. That today we don't know what this Gemara is batting about. So all right, he was Toreach Besuda Vafsida. Who cares? That's not how it worked in the Gemara's time. So I just want to close the shiur by reading to you the Yamshel Shlomo.
But you look like such an idiot in the community. You made this big wedding at the Hilton Hotel.
Doesn't seem like $30,000.
You know, people would think twice before going to tell a lie.
That's right. Tell a lie and what? And accuse this girl, falsely accuse her of being a Zona? And therefore being Mafsid of the Ksuba? Oh, no, no, no. Chacham say, Hey Mamru, Behe Mamru. We believe him when he says a Pesach Basur. He's not lying. He is in shock. He was totally thrown for a loop here because he found a Pesach Basur. Matzosi says the Yamshel Shlomo, Avol Imlo Tarach Besuda, Eino Neman, Mishum Delo Shayach Lomar Chazok Azu. And the Meiri wants to say, No, Lo Plug Chacham. Whether he made the Suda or he didn't make the Suda, I couldn't care less. Since in most cases, and the way the Chacham established it, he made the Suda, therefore he is believed, and that comes under Heim Amru, the Heim Amru. Says the Rashba, Kol Nemanusi Mitam Chazokinim Toreach. Aval zeu dafka l'ksuba d'rabbanon. Aval im ksuba d'oraisa eino neman. B'chazoka zu. And the Ramban doesn't understand. Madua im hoya din ksuba men atoro lo hoya neman. Why shouldn't he believe even if ksuba is d'oraisa? Harehu bari. Bari means he's definite in his claim. Umoksak. And he has the money of the ksuba in the bank. V'amotsi mechavel avaraya. Tirutz Ramban, Mishum Sherov Noshim Besulo, say, V'yeshlem Cheskas Hagufshi Besulo, Ulaficha, Im Ksuba Havi Menatora, Holchimacha Rov, V'eno Nemon Lahafsid Ksubasa El Baraya Brura, V'rak Mishum Sheksuba Takoris Kachomimi, והם הם עינו מפני חזוק שאינו נטורך בסודם אפסידו לקח הוא נמל. Again, the Rashba didn't understand what's going on over here. Who cares where the ksuba is d'oraisa d'rabbanan? So Zayin it's d'oraisa, but he is believed to be mafsid ha the ksuba. Hamotzi mechavero olive araya. He claims he found the Pesach Pasua. Says the Rabban name. She's believed. She's holding on to the ksuba. She's claiming that Rov Nachim the suah is besula, so abe besula, and therefore she's believed to collect her ksuba. Only since the ksuba was the rabbanon made a takana to believe him because he was toreach besula. Okay, then. Both sides will.